Hello and welcome to The Coordinate, an Attack on Titan podcast. It's the very last episode, again, of The Coordinate, an Attack on Titan podcast.
This is it. There's no more episodes after this. This is the very, very end. You know, I don't have to switch over to Crunchyroll. It's great.
yeah, they said it's the final season, and I believe them fully. Even though they told us at the end of this that there's a part three coming in 2023, I believed them the first time, and I don't think it's... I think that's a joke.
I know. Why... Nope, hang on. My wife's asking me a question. I'll be back. Sorry, my wife couldn't find something because I put it in the back of a cupboard. Classic husband. Right, where was we?
It's the final season.
Yeah, and everyone final says episode. Eren's changed. What? Uh-huh. The dawn of humanity. Yes, this definitely sounds like the end of an episode. I can't wait to get to the end of this and find out there's no more Attack on Titan left.
So we start out with Mikasa.
And she's on a boat ship with her flippy flops. Mm-hmm. I'm on a boat, motherfucker. that's Mikasa. She's rapping along to Lonely Island. Mm-hmm. And they're coming up to a very nice little town, aren't they?
Yeah, it's still standing.
Yeah, we suddenly got back in time.
But yeah, she's wondering, like, they say Eren's changed. But did he? Mm. And like, what did I see in him to begin with and all of that?
Yeah, he's changed into a giant ribcage monster.
So. She's like, no, I think he's always been a giant ribcage.
I'm pretty sure when he was a kid and he stabbed those two guys, he was just a giant ribcage. I like the way it sort of pans out and it emphasizes, you know, Attack on Titan, the final season.
Yeah, I thought it was a nice little intro without the intro music. I don't know. I really like it when they do that.
Mm. It did. It felt like they were doing something like a final episode. Then you start to realize, oh, this is when they all first went to Marley, and even Sasha's there.
Yeah. And so Sasha. This in the manga, this was like, I don't know, 5-6 chapters before.
Oh yeah, I remember you mentioning that there was kind of like a missing chapter that they hadn't bothered doing yet.
Yeah, and I like that they pushed it back. I thought it helped with the pacing of the show.
Mm, yeah, I do too. Because, I kind of like this little bit. Because, again, we haven't seen Eren in like 4 or 5 episodes. Without seeing, you know, his giant ribcage butt sort of moving through the sky.
Yeah.
So it was kind of nice to see them having this sort of like first interaction with Marley. Mm-hmm. Especially when they start eating the ice cream.
Yeah.
And they meet on the pong as well, don't they?
On Yon Kabon, yeah.
On Yon Kabon.
I don't know if I'm so saying difficult. It right, but I'm correcting you anyways. they've met him before because he came to a parody beforehand.
Sorry.
Yeah?
more things getting dumped into my office. I love it when people come over.
But yeah, so I think on Yon Kabon, he came to parody along with Yelena like earlier, but before this, to like tell them about Zeke's plan or whatever.
Mm.
I believe so.
Mm. But yeah, I just didn't realize he was kind of this far back in the show, does it?
Oh, yeah. I really like the part where Sasha, Connie, and Hanji see the car.
And start trying to feed it carrots.
Yeah.
Levi's like, they won't try and feed it carrots. He looks over, it's like, they're buying carrots. oh my God.
So it was actually, Levi's like, if we don't stop them, they're going to try to feed it carrots. And on Yon Kabon's like, they wouldn't do that. And then he's like, they're buying carrots.
Uh-oh. I know. It was so funny.
Yeah.
I like the little trio of Jean, Connie, and Sasha.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Oh, Sasha, hell, you missed.
And, all of the stuff in Marley's pretty fun. We get the weird clown that thinks Levi's a kid and he's trying to give him candy.
Oh, that is so creepy as well.
Yeah.
Like, really, really creepy.
Yep, everybody tries ice cream.
And goes crazy for it.
Mm-hmm. Mikasa's got like that scene where she's like being cute and blushing, eating the ice cream. I think she's blushing because she's gonna like share ice cream with Eren.
Yeah, she runs over to him. It's like, you gotta try this. And he's like all mean and broody. I love the bit with the clown.
Yeah.
I'm talking to you.
Yeah, you have to assume at this point Eren's like kind of thinking about the fact that he's about to kill all these people. So
yeah, but it's hard to think why. It's just like he doesn't have to do it. Like, I know at the end of the season when they got to the water, it was just like, our enemies are out there. But has he really already turned into a genocidal maniac?
I don't know. I think it's just like a product of him being, you know, young. Even now, I think in the show he's supposed to be like 19. Yeah, like be just growing up where he did, you know, his whole goal was to like destroy his enemies so he can be free, his friends can be free, and then now it's a little less clear who his enemies are, so he's just like, well, the easiest thing to do is just kill them all.
Of course,
he has the power to do so.
That always works out well. And we also end up with a bit with the pickpocket.
That kid's name is Ramsey. I don't know if it was said in the episode.
Ramsey? No, yep. They never mentioned it. Especially in the scene later on where like they're with all the refugees.
I don't know if it's ever said in the manga, honestly. I think it's just, maybe it's just from like, there's like an Attack on Titan encyclopedias that come out like here and there.
But yeah, I like the bit when all the townspeople are talking about like cutting the kid's arm off or setting fire to him or something.
Yeah.
And then Levi just picks him up. It's like, nope.
Levi's okay. Like, oh no, that's his sister's verse. Yeah, I thought it was funny that Levi and everyone was like so against this kid getting his hand cut off when like Levi and Hanji have done some like pretty messed up torture in their own day. Like they torture people using a machine that force feeds them their own poop.
God, I forgot about that. That's pretty cool, isn't it?
Yeah, but I guess they didn't do it to a kid. So
no, and that guy kind of did deserve it. I like the fact that it finishes with the kid still pickpocketing Levi.
Yeah, I like that too.
That really cracked me up.
So then we get the whole scene where Eren asks Mikasa what he is to her.
Oh yeah, this was good. I like this bit, and she's like, "Well, we're family." It's just like, no, he wants more. You don't realize.
Yeah,
you're not just an anchorman to him.
I know that seems interesting to me because I never really saw Eren as being interested in Mikasa. He always seemed kind of annoyed with how she wants to protect him and stuff.
Yeah, but I always took that as part of his attraction to her.
Yeah.
You know, he wants to be, you know, I know this is going to sound quite sexist, but he wants to be the man of the relationship. He wants to be the protector.
Mm-hmm.
He wants to protect his friends, his family, and Mikasa, who he loves as a sister, probably a bit more. But
that makes it so much worse when you say it that way.
Well, you know, she's definitely not his sister.
Yeah.
But she was still, you know, the second half of her childhood. She was raised by his parents.
Mm-hmm.
So they are like brother and sister. But yeah. That would grow into more because they're not actually brother and sister. So I can see how he would feel that way for her.
Yeah, and I think they were only raised like under the same roof for like 3 years maybe because exactly. I know it wasn't a long time between when he killed, when her mom got killed and when the wall was broken into.
Mm. So yeah, so he must feel a bit butthurt every time she saves his life.
Yeah.
Because he's like, no, damn it. I'm supposed to save your life. That's my take anyway.
Yeah. Yeah, I get that.
we're a bit stop and start today, aren't we?
my
attention's all over the place. There's so much going on outside my door.
Oh, I just heard a noise in my shed and I'm like, oh, what could that have been?
Oh, actually, my window's open. There's a dog barking outside.
It's like a lesson how to do terrible podcasts.
There we go. All sorted. But yeah, I don't know. I did. I felt Mikasa's. I felt for her in this moment. She was put on the spot and kind of panicked and said, "No, we're family."
Yeah,
but
and
she
then
obviously
that one guy
does love
shows
him.
Up in between them.
Hell yeah! Hey, want a drink?
Because I feel like they probably would have talked about it more if that guy wouldn't have been there. And then all of the scouts show up, and Aaron's just like, great timing, everyone.
Great timing, everyone. I was about to finally get laid. Do you realize if Aaron got laid at this moment, he wouldn't have gone genocidal?
Yeah, he is an incel.
Sometimes that's all it takes for a man to not be genocidal. Quick roll in the hay, and he's sorted. It's like, why did I want to kill everyone 5 minutes ago? I can't remember. Oh, well. Here's the next 6 months of being happy.
And then we get the fun drunken scene with everyone. I like that part.
I loved this. This was so funny. It was just like, yeah, like I say, the guy turns up. No one seems to speak anyone's language, but they all just get absolutely hammered because they saved the guy's, I assume, grandchild. He looks too old to be the kid's dad.
Yeah, I'm not sure.
They put on like a big feast for all the scouts, give them some sort of, I mean, it's a very pale, milky color alcohol. It almost reminds me of like ouzo. Have you ever had ouzo?
No, I haven't.
No, it's like a Greek/Turkish type spirit. It's really super, super strong. And you're supposed to, it's like completely clear. And then you're supposed to mix it with a little bit of water. Then it goes like this milky color.
Oh, that's interesting.
And it will just rip your throat to pieces. And then they all get absolute smashed. Like Mikasa looks absolutely off her face.
They're and all it completely like seems against
their character. I like the bit as well. Like you see, Jean, Sasha and Connie like all in a headlock singing really loudly.
Yeah.
And then yeah, I think is it Levi? Oh yeah, they get the whole village to come and join in, don't they? Connie's wearing a fez. I feel like I'm talking about a different program. It's like, hey, do you remember the episode of Cheers where Connie had a fez? Aaron looked like he's really stoned at one point while everyone's having lots of fun. And yeah, and then Levi turns up with Hanji and Ong Young Dupong. And everyone's just passed out on the floor and Sasha's being sick in the background. It's great. Absolutely great. I didn't notice as well. I didn't even notice Sasha was being sick until the second time I watched the episode. It's just like, she's throwing up there in the background. Like, right by Mika's head as well. I think that should be our thumbnail for the episode.
Maybe. Yeah, there was an image. I can't remember who it was. I think maybe it was Levi with the clown behind him I wanted to use. This is so creepy.
Oh, yeah, that would be good, actually.
Yeah, in the drunken scene, I really liked the music that they played behind it. It was the bit they played sounded like a light and fun version of the song from the second season called The Dogs. That has the lyrics, will we be free if we kill them all? So I was like, huh.
But what if we killed all the dogs?
But yeah, it was a song from season 3 with an impossible to pronounce name. And it's not because it's in Japanese. It's called L-E-N 097N10. Yep.
Ah, that name.
Uh-huh. The composer for the first 3 seasons, he just gave every song impossible to pronounce names for some reason. Like, The Dogs isn't spelled like how you would think it. It's like lowercase T-H-E, no space, capital D, capital O, lowercase G, lowercase S. Like, I don't know.
Yeah, that's. I haven't looked at any of the soundtrack stuff, so that seems absolutely bonkers.
Yeah, look at the first 3 seasons; they make no sense.
But then we get to the scene as well, where there's the guy speaking against the island devils in some sort of political thing. When I don't know how they all managed to get their seat there. Obviously, they're with the lady from that place,
from Asia.
The Asian lady who's helping him out. She's obviously got them invited as part of her entourage and not mentioned that they are island devils amongst the mitts. And Erin just walks off. And it's just like, this was the last time we saw him.
Yeah.
Until I saw his big giant titan butt after Gabby blew his head off.
Yeah, the next time they heard from him was him sending the letter via Falco. And yeah.
What, the Austrian rap star?
Amadeus.
I didn't know he was on this. Amadeus. PK fan.
So we get a conversation between Zeke and Aaron, where Aaron's asking about Ackerman's. Zeke's basically saying, like, you know, research that he was able to find shows that their powers get unlocked when their fight or flight instincts kick in, but there's like rumors of, you know, them being attached to their host or whatever, but he doesn't think any of that's true. So
I'm so confused by the whole Anchorman thing. It's just like, I don't get who these people are. I don't get what this thing is about them that unlocks. It's just, none of it makes sense to me.
Yeah, it doesn't.
It feels like it's part, it feels like it's literally from a different show. Like the whole Anchorman thing could be a different plot for a different anime.
But yeah, basically,
they just somehow wedged it into Attack on Titan for some reason.
Well, basically, Isayama wanted to have like some superpower people in here. So he created the Ackermans.
And is Levi an Ackerman? I know I ask this every time and I always forget. He is. Yeah. Yeah, I mean, I just assume they were just people who were just extra skilled. Like, that would make sense to me, you know?
Supposedly, they have the like strength of a Titan, which we see Mikasa at least once display that when they're building the railroad. She's carrying like what has to be several tons of like metal on her shoulder.
Wow, what is that?
Yeah,
that is a that's very metal.
But yeah, so basically,
I'm comedy gold. That's why I'm here for, people.
So basically, not just this gorgeous, trying to
softly spoken, buttery voice. But also my quips. Yeah, go, Karen.
Yeah, so basically Eren's trying to find out if Mikasa likes him, or is like some kind of chemically attracted to him, you know, like, yeah.
Yeah, like I say, if they just had sex, mm-hmm. none of this would matter right now. They would know, because you'd probably have sex and be like, oh, that was gross. Your hair is so greasy. All right, let's go back to being brother and sister.
I don't know that you can.
You can always go back. It's fine. That's how it works in the Midwest, isn't it?
No. That's how it works in West Virginia, I think.
Evan. Do you mean goddamn West Virginia, right?
Goddamn? No, it's by God. West by God.
Oh, West Virginia. By God, Virginia. Okay, yeah. West by God, my sister, Virginia.
Sorry, Evan. Absolute nonsense for everyone that listens to this podcast.
And so it should remain. Inside joke, people. People from West Virginia are lovely people. One of my favorite people who I know on the internet is from there. Right, where was I? Historia. Is she pregnant?
Yeah. At this point, we switch from Mikasa remembering things to Eren remembering things.
I don't remember anything. yeah, because we get the scene with Flotch, don't we?
Yeah, well, it starts out with Eren being like, where did this begin? Was it here? And we see the pigs that Ymir maybe let loose. And then he's like, no, was it here? And we see Eren being born. And then he's like, I don't know, it doesn't matter.
Yeah, he seems very confused between himself, his memories, and his father's memories.
Yeah, and Ymir's memories, because that was her memory of the pigs.
Yeah. God, it's so confusing that she's called Ymir.
Yeah.
And yet Ymir is also a godlike character that is a separate Ymir.
No, this is the Ymir that is the godlike character.
Oh, what? Oh, man. I didn't get that.
What?
What? I'm so confused.
The subjects of Ymir is... That's in relation to the Ymir that Eren sees in Paths.
Pass, which is the coordinate, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. So, I didn't realize his memories went all the way back to the original Ymir.
Mm-hmm. I mean, I don't know if he has all of the memories.
Because do you know what? I've just rewatched that bit with the pigs, all right? Mm-hmm. That was like half a second of a clip. How did you catch that? I didn't, like, that just flew over my head. It was just like, oh, there's some pigs. I would not have registered that was from Ymir bloody 2,000 years ago when she released the pigs and then got tortured in the woods while people were chased there with bow and arrows and then fell into a hole and became the first ever Titan for some reason, because this weird thing lives underneath trees in the middle of a lake in the middle of the ground. What is it's never going to get explained, is it? Like, that is just, please, oh my god, is it going to get explained?
I don't know.
If It's just like,
I honestly don't
know. I've got to the point now where I just don't think about it.
Yeah.
It's just like,
that's for the best.
I can't think about that bit because it's just like, there's stuff going on now. I've got to think, focus on what's going on now with Eren. But why? Why was there a Yggdrasil, or what they call it, a tree of life, suddenly in the middle of a forest with a huge hole, with an underground lake, with some sort of semen creature that inserts itself into this woman's neck? It's just like, why? Sorry, carry on. Where was we? Yeah, pigs. Yeah, I'm very impressed, Tyler, that you caught that. I'm very impressed.
I hit the touché button to jump back 10 seconds or whatever so I could rewatch it. But yeah, there was one little scene in there that I couldn't pick out what it was. There's like a broken glass effect on top of it, and I couldn't get it. I was watching it on my phone, and I couldn't get it paused in the right spot to see like what exactly was there.
It's Eren under there, isn't it?
I don't know.
Hang on, I'm going to try it. 3, 2, 1. Pause. Right, there's smoke. Pause. No, Eren being born. Pause. More smoke. Where is it? There's Falco.
Yep.
No.
Amadeus, Amadeus.
No.
What?
That spoiled the whole thing for me now.
What did Falco?
Yeah. Falco holding his hand up to the sky. Him passing the letters. Because Eren wouldn't... Eren would not have seen. Right. Okay. Either this is me being like crazy, or this is a huge spoiler, so you may need to cut it out if I'm right. So, Eren passed the letters to Falco.
Mm-hmm.
There's Reiner crying, which is correct. Oh, now the app's frozen. Damn you, Funimation. There's the scene with Falco lying on the floor holding his hand up to the sky, which is like right from the beginning of the final season, you know, whichever final season it is I'm talking about. Eren wasn't there and wouldn't have seen Falco on the floor doing that. And these are clips of Eren's memories through the Titan. And we know from the Titan guy who gave the powers to... Eren's dad, that the person who has that Titan can also see the future memories, which means Falco is definitely going to become the warrior or attack Titan in the future.
That all makes sense. But
because this is Falco's memory, not him. Like the scene where they're passing the letters. Fair enough, Eren's there. But this scene where he's lying on the floor holding his hand up to the sky, Eren is not there.
Eren so is actually there, though, because that's where Eren chops his leg off.
Yeah, but he was too busy chopping his leg off.
Eren's there chopping his leg off. He looks up. Falco's got his hands up there. Like, you know.
Oh, well. That's what it feels like to me, anyway.
All right, I can neither confirm nor deny.
That means yes. That means I'm 100% right. That scene of the breaking glass was the woman from the Warhammer Titan.
Oh, okay.
Willie's sister. Big, yeah. Willie's sister.
I forgot her name. Laura. Her name is Laura. Laura Tiber.
Yeah. Oh, that's a nice name.
Yeah. It was her birthday the other day. There's an account I follow on Twitter tells you birthdays of characters from Attack on Titan. It's stupid.
Come here, Moggy. What's broken?
My saxophone.
Your Peppa Pig tablet?
Yes, it is.
Is it broken?
Yes, it is. But on the top. No, not press that button. It's broken.
Oh, okay.
Bye-bye.
I don't see why it's broken, though.
Here.
Oh, no, that's just the rubber thing. That will come off and go back on. That's fine.
Put some coins in it.
Put some coins in it?
Yes.
Let's go downstairs quick. This is good. It's going to be a good episode.
What happened to the toilet? Okay.
The toilet?
Yeah.
Nothing happened to the toilet.
I thought someone broke their toilet.
No, her tablet.
I could have sworn you said toilet.
Nah, it's like a little Peppa Pig tablet. And it's got like a rubber thing around the outside that comes off and goes back on.
Okay, gotcha.
It's not even a real tablet. It's like costs like £2.50 from a shop. It's just got a load of buttons that you push it and it goes, push the A button.
Yep. Yeah, I heard it playing the Jumping in Muddy Puddles song.
Yeah, I mean, that thing's like sits on the side and gets played with like once every 3 months. But it's the most annoying thing when it gets played with. Anyway, speaking of playing with their things, here's Erin playing with people's lives. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Hey, do you like that? That was a good, intersection.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So yeah, I'm trying to think where we are. I guess the next bit is the Historia and Flock bit.
Flock? No, Flotch and... not Historia.
Yeah, I mean...
Is it Historia?
Historia... They're two separate scenes, but they're going at the same time.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think so. Yeah, all that sort of stuff. So I think it's Erin and Flotch first, and then it's Erin and Historia. So the Flotch one's not very important. It's just Erin being like, yeah, we'll just go along with the plan for a bit.
and then the Historia like, one. And then what? Erin's like, don't you worry about that part. But yeah, so that's
You'll just go psycho crazy and try and kill everyone who's defying my will.
That is a scene that was alluded to previously with Yelena was talking to Pixis about having met with Erin.
I remember that.
Yeah.
Yeah. And then this is the bit that I thought was rather important, was the scene with Erin and Historia. because this is where he tells them about the MP's plans to get her to eat Zeke so that she becomes the Beast Titan. And they eventually, like, they want to delay it. And so she suggests to him, what if I become pregnant? And this made me think, is it Erin's baby?
It's not.
It's not. So, because this is after they've come back from Mali as well, isn't it? Are you sure it's not Erin's baby?
I'm pretty sure.
I feel like they have a quick roll in the hay now, and then she goes off to sleep with a stable boy so that he thinks it's his. You know? Because I still find this whole plot point with her just being like, yeah, I just fell in love with the stable boy who I used to know when I was 10.
It is weird how it's shown here, because I think we've seen this before. So, parts of it. I think we've seen her... Well, we've seen her pregnant. We already knew she was pregnant, right?
Mm-hmm.
But, like, how... So, Erin's like, okay, so here's my plan. Is I'm just going to kill everyone, and then you will be safe. And she's like, no, that's wrong. Don't do that, Erin. And then she's just like, what if I got pregnant? And Erin's like, that seems a little off topic, but, you know.
Yeah. I like the bit as well where she's like, that would just be like killing everyone else, like how your mum got killed.
Yeah.
It's like, I know, but it's the only way to end this cycle of revenge-fueled hate.
Yeah, the only way to end the cycle of revenge-fueled hate is to make sure there's no people.
Yeah, to be revengeful.
Yeah.
But the thing is, it's just so dumb. He leaves like one person alive, that person's going to be vengeful.
Yeah.
It's just like, yeah, it's just not going to work. It's like, what if I get pregnant?
Yeah, I wish you knew how the show ended, because there's something I want to say right now, but I can't.
Oh, man. I just imagine they'd be like, what if I got pregnant? And then she just, like, jumps on him there and then. Come on, yeah. Boy. Oh, no, because I suppose if he touches her, then his founder powers would start working.
Yeah, I mean, he's touched her before. That's how he got his... that's how we got like some memories. I think that's when he started unlocking his dad's memories.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Mm.
In the third season, then, when she like touches his hand.
Yeah. And then, oh yeah. Okay. Well, maybe not then, but we now flick to Erin and Zeke, don't we?
Yeah. So what would happen
this
if
is, oh, this is what they're talking about. This is what they're talking about. Anchorman's. Does he have sex with his brother?
I was like, what would happen? Like, is that.
I assume he'd turn into some sort of giant ribcage monster.
Would it activate the founding Titan powers?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, he'd activate his semen thing inside his neck.
Yeah. Okay. Mm-hmm. All right. Anyways, so I thought that scene with Historia was good, because I think in the manga, I'm pretty sure it was like one, maybe two panels, and we didn't really get her like full blown like rejection of Erin's plan. So it kind of seemed initially, at least, that she was like in on it, you know? Like, I mean, I guess she was in on it, but at least she was resistant to it, you know? I mean, she didn't do anything about definitely. It, but...
No. No, she just went and slept with a stable boy. Yeah. Made herself feel good. And then, but then the best bit of this episode is when we get to see Erin chopping his leg off.
Yeah.
And stabbing himself in the eye. I don't know why. It's just so harsh. His face, though. He goes full Jaeger, doesn't he? He stabs himself in the eye with a bullet as well.
Yeah, that seems like a really, really bad hard. Idea.
She's like, you could have used something else, mate. But then I suppose it has the right puncture wound to look like a bullet.
Yeah. But yeah, that's also apparently when he maybe saw Falco looking up at the sky. He's like chopping his leg off and he's like,
oh, what's happening? I know you're making excuses. Falco's going to meet everyone. My theory's gone.
I thought it was
I was hoping it'd be Armin.
Yeah.
But it's going to be motherfucking Falco.
Armin doesn't say like anything this whole episode. I feel like he's there, but he's just not really doing much.
Classic Armin, really. He's normally just there thinking about things and then we'll come up with a plan at the last second.
So then are we back in like the present day, I think?
We are. And finally, the great mystery is revealed. How do the Titans go through the water? They swim, of course.
Like, incredibly fast.
Well, yeah, look at the size of them.
Yeah.
Like, it's like, who was that Olympic swimmer? I think he was Australian or American or something.
Michael Phelps,
was it? Yeah, his hands and feet are just enormous. So, of course, he's faster than everyone else in the water. It's like he's got built-in flippers and hands.
Yeah.
So, yeah, you know, if you've got, like, 80 feet Titans swimming through the water, they are going to go really, really fast. That's just the law of physics there.
It's fortunate that they don't have the same kind of feet that Bertold's colossal Titan had, because they were, like, round. Like elephant feet? Because I don't think those would work very well in the water.
No, that's why Bertolt couldn't swim. lots of Titan facts here. But yeah, I mean, they start, the military start pelting them, don't they, with, don't know, I'm no good with weaponry.
Cannons.
Shells? Yeah, big shells. They start firing shells at them and there's lots of Titans falling to pieces. Do they, like, just... regrow in the water? I assume they would.
Unless they get hit in the nape, they should regenerate, which we see one when it comes up on the shore, like his head being regenerated.
So, yeah, his head's like completely half gone.
Yeah, so I'm sure they like maybe managed to kill like one or two, but I think for the most part they would regenerate.
Hmm. But yeah, they literally, all they do is just swim past them, and it's kind of like the tidal wave of their movement just smashes all the boats to pieces.
Yeah. And then, like, the steam from them, like, boils their skin off, which is pretty gnarly. That was not in the manga.
Was it not?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's like the scene at the end of Terminator 2, isn't it? With holding onto the fence.
I've never seen Terminator 2. It's just, like, disintegrate. I've seen Terminator 3.
If only we had a podcast where we could make you watch movies.
Yeah.
You've seen Terminator 3?
Yep.
But not two.
It's the only Terminator I've seen.
It's exasperating sometimes. Like, you've literally seen the worst one. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Watch Terminator 2, Tyler. It's great. You should have watched it in the 90s when everyone else did. But, you know, there's not a mobile phone in sight. I think there might be a briefcase mobile phone. are we going to... Where are we now? Are we at the bit where we finally see Erin?
Yep.
He looks like Dave Grohl. In Nirvana. He's got like really long, greasy hair.
Not Dave Grohl now, but when he was in Nirvana. Okay, I could see that.
No. No, when he was in Nirvana. See, I've got a very unpopular theory. Not theory, but, you know, opinion when it comes to Dave Grohl, that he's wasted in the Foo Fighters. I honestly like a lot of Dave Grohl's work, but when it comes to him on the drums, it's just chef kiss. I think he's one of the world's best drummers, and he's wasted being a singer and guitar person.
He does play the drums on probably half of like rock albums. He's the drummer on the album.
I know what you mean. There's a Queens of the Stone Age album called Songs for the Deaf, and he drums, I think, 8 out of the 10 songs on it. And it's just incredible. It's some of the best drumming I've ever heard. I just absolutely love it. And yeah, he's just absolutely amazing. I've seen the thing as well where during Foo Fighter shows, when he has a drum off with the Foo Fighter drummer,
mm-hmm.
I think he's called Taylor or something. He just
died, actually.
Who?
The Foo Fighter drummer.
No.
Yeah.
What, just?
Yeah, like a week ago.
What?
Yep.
This is shocking. You know, I didn't even know Wayne Static was dead until a couple of weeks ago.
He's apparently been dead
for years. Yeah.
Wait till you hear about Falco, the Austrian rap star.
No, don't tell me. No, Falco's still alive, surely.
No. He's been dead a while.
You can't kill Amadeus. What? No.
Yeah.
No. My world's falling to pieces. Oh, man, I can't believe the Foo Fighter drummer died.
Yeah, it was like a week, maybe him. Two ago. I don't... He maybe... There were drugs in his system, but I don't know if he OD'd or...
Tyler Hawkins, yeah, March 25th. Oh, man. I'm pretty shocked.
Shocked enough to destroy the world?
Yeah. That's it. It's time to go genocidal.
That's all it took.
Oh, man.
Yeah.
I'm really shocked. He was suffering chest pain in his hotel. He was unresponsive. They performed CPR, but he was declared dead at the scene. Died at the age of 50. Huh. I forget how old these people are now. Like, yeah, they were young when I was young. Oh, I'm really sad. Okay, yeah. Well, I was about to say, yeah, you see, I've seen it where him and Dave Grohl have drum-offs during Foo Fighters shows, and yeah, Dave Grohl puts him to shame. I feel bad saying that now. Oh. Well, thanks for ruining my day, Tom.
You're welcome.
I'm really bummed out now.
I'm sorry.
All right. Well, yeah, anyway, so Dave Grohl tight in here.
Does Dave Grohl let him play on the albums, or does he play himself?
I don't know. I don't know that much about Foo Fighters, to be honest with you. I kind of got bored after their third album.
Nah.
It's just like, it's the same old stuff being regurgitated every time.
Yeah. I like their songs that make it to the radio, but I wouldn't want to listen to a full album.
The Colour and the what was it called?
The
Colour and the Shape. That's good. Yeah. And There is nothing left to lose is good. But yeah, other than that, it all kind of gets really, really samey.
Mm-hmm.
You know, just listen to the album once. That's good.
Anyways, so the Dave Grohl Titan.
Yeah, Dave Grohl Titan. Dave Grohl from Nirvana Titan. Let's get this correct. Yeah, Erin just really needs to wash his hair, doesn't he, really? I mean, he's just gone all that way across the water. He could have just dunked his head in at one point and just, like, given it a quick wash out. But yeah, I also like the fact he's got these really weird elf ears.
Well, those are the Attack Titan has those. So he's got the Attack Titan's head on top of this new weird body.
Yeah, he's kind of like, it's like the weird semen things just exploded out of him and just become a huge ribcage.
Yeah, basically. And he's got like kind of like puppet strings for his arms. I don't know if you can see
he's
that.
He's a puppet on a string.
But yeah, he looks like a marionette.
Yeah, he looks scary as, to be honest with you. Kind of reminds me a bit of the girl from The Ring.
Yeah, but 4 times larger than the regular Colossal Titans.
Yeah, I mean, are they actually Colossal Titans? Like, is Armin the same size as him, or is he taller?
I think so. I think the Colossal Titan is slightly taller than them because Bertold, you know, could peek over the wall.
Oh, yeah, and they were in the wall, weren't they?
Yeah. Yeah, so...
Okay, yeah, but Bertold was quite tall, whereas Armin's quite short. So Armin's probably about the same size.
Maybe.
See? Yeah, you get all the good facts from Bill.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, I love this episode. Dawn of Humanity. I thought it was really, really good. It was really nice kind of getting a back scene with all of our favourite characters. And then, yeah, finally getting like the big reveal of Erin in his weird semen titan form.
Yeah.
His Dave Grohl form. He's gone full Dave Grohl. What do you think?
Yeah, I thought it was a really good episode. I like how they combined the two chapters. I thought they worked good together.
Mm-hmm.
The flashback chapter and then the everything landing ashore chapter. I like the stuff they added, the Historia bit, the like adding some like gruesomeness to the people on the ship, like getting killed by the steam. I thought that was a neat addition. I liked it. And I don't know. It's weird saying you like a thing that's about genocide-ish, but you know.
Yeah, I know what you mean. Yeah. So what's next week's episode then?
Next week's episode. That's episode. I don't. Is it 88?
I don't know. Yeah. Why would you end on an odd number as well? Like episode 87. Yeah. Thanks.
But yeah.
So yeah. So next episode's in 2023.
Yep. We don't know when.
After the Russians have nuked half the world and the apocalypse has started.
Yeah, I reckon they're just like they're not even working on it, and they've just got their fingers crossed for like you know apocalypse. because I think it's going to be a short season. Part of me wants it to be, you know, like a normal 12-16 episode season, but I think they are going to make it 6, 7, 8, something like that, make it short, because
I disagree, and based off something you've said before. Uh-huh. Yeah, so you previously said When you read the manga, you felt like the ending was a little bit rushed.
Yeah.
So I kind of feel like, what's his name? Isayama Toriyama or something?
Isayama. You just combined him with the Dragon Ball Z guy.
With the only other manga person, yep. I know. Yeah, so Isayama said, he's always said with the anime, he's been able to kind of flesh out more of what he did in the manga. Mm-hmm. Even though he's kept it very true to the manga. So I kind of feel like they'll keep it as a normal season, stretch it out a bit, and, you know, just try and, like I say, flesh it out a bit more, whatever's going to happen next.
That's
my opinion.
That's what I hope. But I do know, like, the last couple of episodes are going to have, like, it's going to be hard to animate. There's going to be a lot happening on screen, and...
Yep, is there a lot of anal sex with Zeke?
Yes. And if they want to get that right... you know, I think it makes sense for them to take like the same budget they have for 12 episodes. I hear Troy's directing that episode. What about Troy?
I hear Troy's going to direct that episode.
No. But yeah, I think it makes sense for them to take like the same budget they have for like 12 episodes and like cram it into 8 or something. But yeah, I would love for them to expand on it. That would be great.
So we've got a year, and I don't really want to go on hiatus again. So I've got a couple of proposals for you here, Tyler.
Okay.
And you must make a snap decision. Okay. There's a couple of OVAs, I believe.
Yep.
Of Attack on Titan, it's if like I remember
six
correctly.
Six or so. I don't know.
Let's have a look. There's 8 OVAs. So we'll cover those. I feel like I've said this before.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm pretty sure you made me say this before.
I think we can watch those and put those out. Mm-hmm. But we'll do one a month. We'll stretch it out.
Okay.
In the meantime, would you like to maybe once a week or every other week, maybe go bi-weekly? And because we watched Jujutsu Kaisen, and I don't really want to start doing another show before we finish Attack on Titan. Mm-hmm. So how would you like to just do a thing where we watched 3 episodes of an anime every couple of weeks?
Does it have to be an anime?
And see how we
or could it be a manga that hasn't been adapted?
Yep, that's fine.
Okay. Because I have one of those that I think would be hilarious to make you read, but...
we can either do anime or read a manga, okay. And we'll just do random episodes just to see what takes our fancy, okay. See if we can find a replacement. And then if we can't find anything else that we like, we'll just do Jujutsu Kaisen in the end.
Are we going to do this where, like, I recommend you check something out and then you do an episode on it if we can't like record together or something?
Well, we'll figure that out, whether we'll do like one or double episodes or whatever. But yeah, I think I want to make you watch the first 3 episodes of something called Log Horizon.
Okay.
How's that sound?
I've never heard of that. And I'm going to make you read, I don't know how many chapters of, but I'm going to make you read Dick Fight Island.
Editor's note, Dick Fight Island is only for a mature audience. Not to spoil anything for Bill, but it contains some sexual content that is not suitable for younger audiences. Even if you are mature, don't look it up on your work computer. Wouldn't want you to get fired.
Oh my god.
That is a real thing.
I'm already in love with this idea. Okay, so we will have some random stuff between now and forever, and occasionally having an OVA for the Attack on Titan stuff. So the first OVA is actually Ilsa's notebook, which we've already covered on this show, because we read that part of the manga.
Yeah.
But we'll watch it anyway. The OVAs are only short. They're generally like 23, 24 minutes long. So normal episode, really.
I feel like for a listener's sake, I have to address the dying child in your background. Is everything good on your side?
Yeah. So, I don't know if this is going to make it wearer, but yeah, my girl's had her chicken pox last week, and so has her best friend. And we're finally at the point now where they're both well enough that they can actually play together, because they're not allowed to play with other children yet. And so her best friend's just turned up. So there is just lots and lots of shouting going on in the bedroom next door to my office. They're both very excited because they haven't been out for a week, the pair of them.
Yeah.
So yeah, I kind of expected this was going to happen. But yeah, okay. So yeah, so everyone look forward to the first OVA, Ilse's Notebook, and Log Horizon and Dick Island.
Dick Fight Island.
I'm so excited. I assume the main character is called Richard.
I forgot what the main character's name is. I have not read much of this. I tried to read the first chapter and it was very long and boring, but the concept is funny. So,
I expect a very long, boring episode on Dig Island.
Well, it has like lots of exposition and I just was not in the mood for it. But yeah, lots of exposition about Dick Fight Island.
Okay. Yeah. And then, When we do animes as well, we'll rate them on a scale of the best animated shows so far ever.
Okay.
In fact, do we want to do that now? Have you got time?
What are we doing? Are we like pulling up the entire list from this other podcast and we're putting ours on there?
Yeah, why not?
Sure.
I'm sure I've got access to this list. Where's it gone?
Editor's note. Most of you have no clue what we are talking about in this section, so I figure we'll get a hard drop off here. But before you leave, I wanted to thank you for listening to our dumb podcast this week and every other week this season. Or part. Or whatever. We appreciate each and every one of you and hope you stick around to hear us chat about other animes / mangas / British kids television series from Bill's childhood. But if you don't, we'll catch you in 2023 when Attack on Titan finally ends. Hopefully. Now if you do want to indulge Bill's need to include this completely random segment in the episode, you can check out our friends MC and Troy's podcast, The Best Animated Shows Ever. So far. For more context. They aren't currently making new episodes, but maybe if they get a boost in downloads, we can convince them to get back on it. Thanks again for listening. Now back to whatever this is.
Have you got access to it?
It's on our website.
No. We have a website? Go to probablywork.com. Get that plug in there. This is going to be a fun one for you to edit, mate.
Okay. So our friends at The Best Animated Shows Ever so far, check out their podcast that they don't make anymore. But they've got a list of... all of like the shows they watched, like their rankings for it, and Attack on Titan's on that list because we made them watch it. And so they got 30 shows, and in order we have Batman the Animated Series, Samurai Jack, My Hero Academia, which is way too high. I like that show, but it's way too high. Dragon Ball Z Kai, Batman the Brave and the Bold, Dragon Ball, Gargoyles, Exo Squad, Rurouni Kenshin, Darkwing Duck. Yeah. X-Men the Animated Series, Attack on Titan at number 12. It should be way higher, right, Bill?
Yeah. I mean, it's just above DuckTales. DuckTales should also be way higher.
Then there's DuckTales, Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles, Men in Black.
Yeah, basically, there's a load of shows that go all the way down.
Keep going. Dragon Ball Z, Castlevania, Pokemon Indigo League, Restaurant to Another World, Gate, Food Wars, Mob Psycho 100, Star Trek the Animated Series, Silver Surfer, Rocket Power, Miraculous Tales of Ladybug and Cat Noir, Dungeons and Dragons, SpongeBob SquarePants, again, should be much higher, Biker Mice from Mars, and finally, The Legend of Zelda.
Yeah, The Legend of Zelda should be much higher.
That's a very funny show.
Also, like, Dragon Ball Z is in 16th place, and like, Dragon Ball's in 6. Like, sorry, Dragon Ball Z is much better than Dragon Ball. Especially the first three episodes. Like, the first three episodes of Dragon Ball is just Goku's trying on Bulma's underpants. Whereas Dragon Ball Z actually has, like, fighting. Anyway, so, Jujutsu Kaisen. Where would you think you'd rate it on that list?
Let's see. It's
based on just the first three episodes.
It's difficult.
See, I don't think it's better than... It's going quite low here. I don't think it's better than Castlevania. Definitely not better than Dragon Ball Z.
Yeah.
Definitely not better than Attack on Titan.
It might be better than
Attack on Titan, the first three episodes should be right next to the top of the list. All these animated shows basically are based on the first three episodes only. That's all they watch.
The difficult part is I disagree with a lot of their placements. I think Food Wars should be higher.
I think not as good as Castlevania. I do think it's better than the first three episodes of Pokemon.
Yeah.
Oh, that's quite a tough one, though.
Yeah, let's put it right there at number. It'll be the new number 18. Should we just add it to this list on here?
Yeah, definitely.
Okay.
Should we mention it to Troy and MC that we're stealing their show? No. They'll just one day come back to the list and be like, I don't remember doing Jujutsu Kaisen. I don't remember doing Log Horizon. Yeah. What's going on?
The Dick Fight Island, what?
What is Dick Island? Dick Attack Island. I can't wait to read that. Cool. Yeah, so there we go. That's me and you resurrecting a dead podcast that's been dead for about a year and a half.
Yeah. I actually did a GoFundMe to resurrect their podcast to get them to watch. I forgot what it was. Thundercats.
So links. Oh yeah, that's a good idea. So links to the GoFundMe is going to be in the description below.
It's already fully funded. I'm just waiting for Troy to do something.
Oh, damn you, Troy! God, he's the worst Titan ever.
Yeah. But all right.
Let's wrap this up. I've actually got to get some work done today.
Okay. Until next year, don't get eaten.
Yeah, don't get eaten till next year. And don't forget to attack your dicks on an island.
Oh, and if you do decide to like read the manga because you don't feel like waiting, I wrote my thoughts in an article on our website a year ago when it ended. If you want to check that out, I'll put a link down below. And you can join our Discord. We have a section, like a sealed section for manga spoilers. If you want to chat about it, you can do that.
Yeah, it's good fun on the Discord. Love it.
Yeah. So, later.
Yep, ladies, everyone. Love you all. Don't get eaten by Troy.
I'm Troy.
And I'm MC.
And we host the best animated shows ever, so far.
Where we watch, discuss, and rank every animated show ever, eventually.
Listen in by searching for the best animated shows ever, so far, on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to podcasts, or head to probablywork.com.
Join the conversation by finding us on YouTube, Twitter, Facebook, or Instagram by searching Base SF Cast. That's BASESFCAST.
And don't change the channel.
This has been a presentation
of the We Can Make This Work
Probably Network.
Follow us on Twitter
@ Probably Work for more of our questionable content.
Also, we have a website called probablywork.com.